So we spoke about this loaf. We spoke about the shear for this loaf is the shear for two sudas. A chetz of that is the base of menuga. It's called a pras, kechilas pras, and the chetz of literally is a gevia. Tano. Rashi says bechatzi chatzi chetzio, so a half of a half of a half. So an eighth. The tama tumas oichlam. That's the shear that creates tumas oichlam, which normally that shear is going to be. That's going to be. We know that tumas oichlam is the shear is kabeya. So Rashi is going to point out that that's going to be at least according to one opinion over here. That calculation won't be a kabeya. During my time with Lutoni Tumas Eichlum. So why doesn't he mention that? He says in the Mishnah, Chetzio and Chatzi Chetzio. Why doesn't he say Chatzi Chatzi Chetzio? Yeshub the Lashav and Shirayu LaHadori. They're not exactly the amounts are not exactly the same. The Tanya Kama Shir Chatzi Pras. So how much is this calculation of Chatzi Pras? It's going to be Beim Chos Kima. Diver Reb Yehuda. It's going to be two bayim minus a little bit. We hear some bayis bayim sechukos. So sechuk always means with expansive calculation, a little bit more than the calculating it at a high amount. Shir Rebbe is based. You take your hand off of it. Shir Rebbe based Bayam Boyd. It's the two eggs, and the Rebbe calculated it as being two eggs and a little more. The kama of oid, how much is that little more? Echad mi esim bebeya. It's 1/20 of a bebeya. So that's the shear of chatzi pras. We look at betumas eichlan, Tanya. So betumas eichlan, the shear. So that's chatzi pras. So then you have to that's going to be that's the. So half of that, b'chatzi chetzio, would be what the Bryce is saying is chatzi chatzi chetzio. But that's a shir tumas oichlam. By tumas oichlam, Tanya, Reb Nosson, Reb Dosi Amru, Kebeya Shomru is kamoya ukekliposa. It's calculated as the kebeya together with the shell also. So according to Behuda, if it's two eggs minus a kima, this is a full egg with the klipa also. So half of two minus a kima is not an egg plus the shell. And even Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yossi says it's beis beim sochekos. So then half of that is one egg sochek. So Rashi points out that the shira beim kliposo. Is more than that, than the shear of half of a sechik. And according to Rebbe, it's a kebeya v'oid. So it's two beim v'oid. So half of that is a kebeya v'oid, right? But that's not doesn't meet the shear of kebeya. It's more than a shear of kebeya kiklosa. Kebeya ukikliposa. Chomer mekamoya b'likiposa. Some say it's the shear of the egg without the klipa. So obviously you measure it if it's cooked. Some say you should measure an egg without the shell when it's cooked ready. Right? So that amount is even smaller than when Rehuda says minus. He said it's two bayim chosakima, and half of that is a bayah. Minus that amount, so this amount of the egg without the shell is even less than that. So they don't fit either with either neither with Rav Nosson and Rav Doisa, and neither with the Chachamim's calculation. So the two things fit together. Okay. So therefore, the Mishnah did not put them together because the numbers aren't exact. Now, where these calculations come from? Exactly what it comes out according to the Tanakh of our Mishnah. Rashi will do some of the math for us. Let's do some more Lefisa Gemara. So Omer Chista Zudi Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Yosi. So Omer Chista Zudi Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Yosi. So the Brisa which says that the Chati Pras is Beis Beim Chosar Kima, the Rehuda, the Rishi says Beis Beim Secha Kais, that's them, Rishi and Rehuda. L'chom Armim Kebeya Umech Secha Kais. It's 1.5 Kebeim. So, Uman Chachamim, who is this Chachamim? It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. So, if you do the calculation in the Mishnah, came out that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha was giving you 8 meals, and the Maskav Nemor of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha was calculating 8 meals in a kav, right? So the loaf that he was talking about would be a quarter of a kav. Half of that is 1 meal's worth. That's the chetzio. All right. And now chatzi chetzio, which is what we're talking about over here, the chatzi pras is going to be an eighth of a kav. So, am I doing the math right? No. A 16th, right? If the more it comes out that the shear of per suda is an eighth, so half of that's pras, so chati pras. The more it comes out, the more according to Behuda that you get 8 meals in a kav. And the loaf of the Mishnah was a quarter of a kav. So, and then half of that is called pras. That's an eighth of a kav. Now, to machatzi chetzio, chatzi pras, so that's a half of that. That's a 16th. There are 24 bayim in a kav. There are 4 lug in a kav. And there are 6 bayim in a lug. So 6 bayim in a lug, 4 lug in a kav, but 24 bayim in a kav. You divide that by 16, so you get 1.5 kebayim would be chati pras. More such pshita. You know, yes, I mean, you were Chisa, the one who said before, same Hemech of the Chanboni. So you were the one who made this calculation to tell us that he's talking about a loaf that the shear of pras was an eighth of a kav, not a quarter of a kav. So you already told us that. Where it says also, the Chiddush over here is he says Kebeu Mechza Sechukos, you measure it. When a person is laughing, they're in an expansive mode. Okay, so that's the that's what Rukis is adding right now is that the calculation is kebeo umechsa sochikos. Okay, let's see Rashi. Bechati chati chetz the tamet umazerchem. So that's going to be the Shir B'Tumas Eichel. So now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha could islay Tanu kebeya chaser revias. That'll be 3/4 of a kebeya. How so? Shrei ushir kikir shal reva kav. So, and the end of the pshat mishnah was the loaf was a 1/4 of a kav. So if you double the price, it's a half of the the cost will be a profit. So it came out nimsa kikar but pundion, a kikar which you buy for pundion is reva kav, is going to be 1/4 of a kav. Now 1/4 of a kav is another way of saying a lug. A lug is, there's 4 lug in a kav. V'hein vav bayim, and we know that a lug is 6 bayim. Chetzya, so then we have what's called pras in our Mishnah, is gimel bayim, the base of menuga. V'chatzi chetzya, so then chatzi chetzya is going to be bayim echso, like the more points out later on. So half of 3 is 1.5. And now the chatzi chatzi chetzya is half of 1.5, it's 0.75, 3/4. Leif shalos gevia v'tumas ha'echlin is gimel revoy bay. So it comes out tumas ha'echlin, it's going to come out, it's going to be 3/4 of a bay. Gimel revoy bay. Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, sheshir Reb Kikar megimel lekav. So now the we came out. We actually pointed out before that even though the gabi the shear for Ruvit Chumen, Hashem was makel and said you could take. There's 3 loaves in a kav, which means each one is 8 bayim. But you take 2/3 of that to calculate 2 meals worth. But Rashi pointed out, but that's because we're making Gabi Erev, but in general we assume that the shear of pras would be half of the whole loaf, which is 4 bayim. So if there's 3, right, that was Shimon said in the Mishnah, there's 3, so kab is 24 bayim. So 1/3 of that is 8 bayim. Half of that is the shear of pras. That's 4, that so 4 bayim is the shear of pras. Half of that amount is litzel zavia, that's 2 kebayim. And now half of that for tumas arklim is a kebayim. Shimon shashir b'kikar megimol lekav kikar shleima ches bayim chetz is dalid chetz is bayim chetz is bayim. So shear of tumas arklim, which you have in shas, whenever we say in shas, the shear of tumas arklim is always a kebayim. That's Reb Shimon shita. Right. And Tosfos pointed out in general that you found whatever you found in the Gemara, where he says the shear tumas oichlim, that the shear that oichol can be matam other things, is the yanina kebeya's worth of oichol. That's where Shimon Shitin, that's where the calculation comes from. The Mor says, so why didn't our Tana mention it? Lo shabbos shirayu lehadori. Lo habi shir tumas oichlim chati shir psul gevia mitzumsam. So the calculation of the amount which is necessary to metam of the goof of the person, and the amount which is for tumas oichlim are not exactly, and that's not exactly half. Oh yes, shamrim pachas, yes shamrim yoser. Some says a little more, some says a little less. So tanya kama shir shir chati pras. What's the amount of chatzi pras? So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi say it's beis bayim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's beis bayim chaser kima. Chaser kima bebayim ketanim shirua. Aliba the Rabbi Shimon the Amar b'asisin beis bayim. So Rabbi Yehuda is going with the same sheet as Rabbi Shimon, but he says chaser kima because he says you calculate it with smaller eggs. Then Rabbi Yossi said that you calculate the beis beim sechikos, so he's also going with Rabbi Shimon Shita. the Chassid Pras will be Beis Beim. And then Rebbe came along and said that it's Void. Shir Rebbe, so Achas, Shehu will the fun of. Rebbe calculated the correct amount for a saw, when they were wanting to calculate the correct amount for a saw, Motza, the minion of Kabin Shabbat, Yesmich Abdal Beim Lakav. There was more, once you calculate a saw, you calculate down to the amount of a kav. It was a little more than 24 bayim per kav. So then the hind of the kikar shall, that then trickles down. Once that's true, the kikar shall shlishis a kav is yesu miches. So if the a kav is more than 24, a third of a kav, which is Shimon Shita, is we're dealing with loaves, which are a third of a kav, is more than 8 bayim in the loaf. And then bechetzi yisar adalad, so then half of that is going to be more than 4 kebayim. Bechetzi chetzi is beis bayim ba'oid. And then when you can calculate down to the share for psul gavia, which is 2 bayim, it's half of that, it's 2 bayim ba'oid. Echad michof bayim. And another 20th on top of the bayim, the chol bayim. So, as Rashi says, so really it'll be a tenth. There's two kebayim, so it'll be an egg plus a 20th, an egg plus a 20th. So it's 2 eggs plus a tenth of an egg. The chobay, the hanul, the chatzi pras, echad mi esther bebeya tosefa. So if it's 2 eggs, it's 2 eggs plus another tenth of an egg. I heard both from our Rebbeim, but you see in the sugar, as the sugar proceeds, the calculation of 1/40th doesn't seem to make sense. Tomorrow could clip us up. So that's the shear of Tumas Eichlin. Now the shear of Tumas Eichlin. That's the shear of Tumas Kaviyah. The shear of Tumas Eichlin is going to be half of that, which is a kebaya. So again, we're all going in Rav Shimon sheet of a kebaya. But it's kamoyo kliposa. Amal lo shabi the chatzis shear the psul gaviyah. It's not equivalent to the shear of the psul gaviyah. How so? Dilei Rabbi Yehuda, he said it was two bayim chaser kima. So it has to be half of that. It has to be chaser kima bar mehavi. And a kamoyo kliposa is more than chaser than an egg minus something. It's an egg plus something. Elamai the Rishi. Beya ukliposa sechakos boy mehevi. So if you're telling me ukumar kliposa, and you're telling me that's how you calculate eggs in general, okay. So the shear psul gaviyah is 2 eggs, and this is 1 egg. Egg meaning with the shell. But he said over there, he stressed the Rishi, he said that the shear was 1 egg sechakos. So over here, you should tell me kukar kliposa sechakos. Heavy. Either the Rebbe va'oidus by the Hanul Tvei, and the shell doesn't equal the equivalent of the extra oy that you're supposed to calculate, that it's supposed to add. That is chamasay k'mayr belokli pasul. Then the problem is with the Tvei. If you let me plug palge shurei the chatzi pras of Yehuda, so according to Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, which calculate the eggs is being expansive or extra. So half of that is not going to be an egg minus without the shell. So Rashi says, but the egg minus the shell is even less than Rabbi Yehuda's. That's even smaller than Rabbi Yehuda's chaser kima. Um, So Morris says, comes from Chisda says, the calculation of two kebayim is due to Rabbi Yehuda. Hach Brisa, that's Chatzi Prasa Leil. The Brisa of Chatzi Prasa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi, all calculated with two bayim. But according to the Chachamim, which is a Rechem Roika, it's an egg and a half. The Kimeli Alibe, the Bekikar Shal Reba Hakav, he came out with that a loaf, which is a quarter of a kav, is Vav Bayim, is six eggs. So Reba Kav is six eggs, and that was the Shir Le Erev. And Chetzah is Gimel, Chatzi Chetzah is Bayim Echsa. The more says pshita, the Rebbe Chisda Gufay Hachi Ukmeli El Timihen Mechsel Chivoni. So you're right. Now in Rebbe Yechon Berak, it wasn't explicit that that he just said a kikar lepunti, and when you sell four soyin for a sella, which according to the calculation gives you a loaf of a chatzi kav. But Rebbe Chisda said no, but the Maisi, he adds a margin of profit to cover his expenses and making profit of half, so you end up with not starting out with a loaf which is a half of a kav, but a loaf which is a quarter of a kav. So, and that was Rebbe Chisda talking before. The verse is the Chiddush is Sechikos. Okay. Morse is a story. Kiyosu Reb Dimi Omer. Shiger Bonius the Rebbe, person named Bonius, sent Rebbe a Mudya de Kundis de Min Usa. A measurement of a Kundis, which Rashi says that was a saw, from a place called Nusa. And we shouldn't say. And the point was that they had a masara that this was the size of a real saw. That this is there was this place where they were making them had kept up the masara, making them at the actual size the way that it was supposed to be. And Rebbe measured it. Shir Rebbe Moson Ushwa Esrei Bayin. He measured it. It held 217 eggs. So Morris says, where did you get 217? So what type of saw were they measuring? Now, we'll see later on. The Morris is giving a brisa. I don't know the history. So the saw was the name of a measure. So we can accept the fact that even though there might be neighboring adjoining areas which use the same name, they might have used a larger or smaller size for the same name of a measure. So Morris says the saw, which is the phrase of a saw, actually had three measures. There was three measurements of a saw, three different size measurements of a saw. One was called Midboris, which is the measurement of a saw which was used in Kleist when they were in the Midbor. Then there was something called Yushalmis, which is the measurement that Kleist used when they were in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. And then there was a saw called Tziporis that eventually Klai Yisrael adopted the measure from from Tzipori, which the area of Tzipori was using a saw which is larger. So there are six bayim in a lug. There are four lug in a kav. So there's 24 eggs in a kav. And there are six kav in a saw. So 24 times 6 is 144. Right? So the basic saw, you remember, is at 646. That's how you remember it. Six bayim in a lug, the four lug in a kav, and the six kav in a saw. So what type of saw are we talking about? So 6 times 24 is 144. So 217 doesn't fit 144. Okay, v'idi Yerushalmis. So he's talking about keeping the eggs, the size of the eggs of which would correspond to the midboris, right? But the Yerushalmis was a larger amount. It was a sixth grader, which means a sixth grader means it was a fifth of the original amount. When you make the total, it'll be a sixth of the total amount. So it was a sixth grader, so it means it's one fifth. So that would be Kufay and Gibel Havya. So if you take 144 and you divide it by 5, so 5 goes into 144, 29 minus a chaimish, 28.8. So we'll round it to 29, right? 150 divided by 5 is 30. So 145 divided by 5 is 29. So it's 144, so 145 would be 29 bayim. So you add 29 to 144 and you get 173. So it's only 173. Now, Tziporis was a sixth on top of that. So again, you divide that by 5, you add that on top. And again, we're going to round it a little bit, and that's 34. You divide 173 by 5, and the more is rounding it to 34, because really it's closer to 35. But we already had rounded up to 29 a little bit. So Zemora says, so you add 34 to 173, you get to 207. The Tziporis Rei Zion Havin, it's 207. Okay. Zemora says, so this Sa'ah that they had, which was 217, what type of Sa'ah was this? Zemora answers, that was an interesting measure. I see chalsa shari alayu, that the shear of chala, if a person would be making a dough in this container, this saw's worth of that they make in such a container, it had enough in its space that after you take off the chala, you're left with a saw. That's what this saw was. It was a saw with the cheshbon of having room for the chala to remain with it. But there was saw afterwards. The shear of chala is 1/24. So you take 1/24 of 207 and you add that on, and you're supposed to get 217. The Morris says it's still not right. Chalsa kamehaven. Tamni. It's 8. Katibotchale. So it's a little bit off. Elos and the Mora, I see the Oidos, the Rebbe, Shari Alai. If we tell you that each egg is 1/20 more of an egg, so if I have a calculation of 207 eggs plus 1/20 per egg, so I'll get the extra amount that I'm supposed to get, right? So 200 times 1/20 is 10. The problem is 207. So Morris says, Yehoch Yehavu L'tvei. You would have 7/20. Morris says, Kima D'loy Habi Kibay Eloy Choshev Leib. You're right. But since it's not exactly, that doesn't reach the size of an egg, so they didn't put into the calculation. So here's Rashi says, this is where you see that Rebbe's ka'od was 1/20 per egg, because Rebbe's ka'od would be 1/40 per egg, so you'd get 5. So you still wouldn't get to 217. Yeah? The math makes sense? Okay, good. See Rashi. Bunyas Shema Ish. Mudia the Kundusa, Shema saw, that was the type of a saw. To mean the Usa, me Usa Makim, a place called the Usa. The Midbar is Shane Vov Kabin, the saw is six Kav. Kamalon Kav is Al Lugan, the Kav is four Luga, Luga is Vov Bayim. Rechav Dal Bayim, the Kav, Kuvam Dal the saw. So it's 144. Either Yerushalmi means the Rina the Kamon, means the next piece of Gemara. Lebeshtus Al saw. It was a sixth grader, Shahisa be made Moshe of the saw, which was used in the mid class on the midboard, time of Moshe. Rishtus Heviyom in Bechutz, that means it's a sixth of the total amount you get comparing the two. Tanachamishis, Kashirishan, it's one fifth of the original amount. So, another way of saying that this, the larger Yerushalmi one is sixth fifths. Of the amount of the six fifths of the amount of the original Midbaris one. So you'd have to calculate as one fifth. You had one more fifth, and you have six of them. You had five fifths, now you have six fifths. So it's one sixth of the total. It's a sixth grader. That's what it means, a sixth grader. So then, so Rashi says, so if you start with 100, you add another 20, that's one fifth. Then you have one fifth of 40, the Hainu Ches, so that's 28. Now you have four left, so one fifth of four is an egg. Obeya chaser chaimish minus a fifth. So it's 0.8 of an egg. Al dalar rate to seven is chav test chaser chaimish. So it's 28.8, 29 minus a fifth. So we'll calculate it as 29. Tzom al kufam dal. You add that onto 144. Rate kufan gimel. That adds up to 173. But he who bought the chaim shalai dock, it didn't, you know, we rounded up, we ignored the minus a fifth of an egg, the 0.2 of an egg. Minitzi paris some of the kamon yisera yushalmis shtus from the bar. It's also a sixth greater than the yushalmis. So again, you divide up the yushalmis by five, and you add one more on top, you get six. Each one being one fifth of the original amounts. So you take 173 and you divide it by 5, still a Mosin B'Sheva Havin, it's 207. So Rashi says, how so? The Meya is Esim to Sefis. It's 173, so 100 divided by 5 is 20. The Ayin for the 170, so for the 70, the one fifth of that is 14. So that's 34. To Sefis. Shein Chaimer Shalayin, that's one fifth of 70. She Toysef Alea. Chel Chemishi, she Mitzkidlo Shuchel Shishi. When you say, why were you factoring a fifth? Because you add on a fifth of the original amount. Shuchel Shishi, the Mila Gdela, which ends up being one sixth of the new larger measure. Then a Shtus Milabar, which is called Shtus Milabar. Klamar Al Chemisha, if you Shishi, Minachutz, you. The original five, you add one more of that amount. Right to seven is lamed dalet. That's 34. Tzom akuf gimel reish zayin. Add on to 173, you get 207. Now, what Rashi says, you're ignoring the three. So one fifth of the three is 0.6 of a beya. Seven shall give a beya mechumshin. We didn't focus in on that amount. So it really wasn't 173. It was really 172.8. So I'm not sure why it's not a chatzibeya. It'll be right around a chatzibeya, but. As it calls it not a chatzibeya. So we ignore that amount. There was a sotzi paris, which is 207. The chalsa and the shear of the chala. Kishenitlu chalsa tamad al saw. We take up the chala; it'll end up being a saw. Mashir chal zechem mechavdal. Kedamer perik chaloin shebein beis chaterus. Where it says that's eight. Kama havyun is tamni. Shein echem mechavdal and mekub tzadi beis. So now that's not really correct, right? Because 24 goes into not into 100, but into 96, and then again into 192. So if I have 192 divided by 24 is 8. There's another 15 on top of that. But there's still 15 bayim left. And it's sort of, well, the Yerushim Chatzibeya, which adds up to be a little more than Chatzibeya. So it's 8 point, 8.5 something. 8.5, and then 3 out of 24. So that's 1/8. Fine. But still not, it's not 217, it's less than that, it's less than 216 even. Our answer is, I say, Odis the Rebbe, Shashir, the Rebbe, the mouth of Rebbe is called Oid, Motz the Chol Beis, Beim, Shami Boris, Echel Mimem Bebeya. Kedomer the Havi, the Pei Beim, Beya, Kum Samach Beis Beim, so if Rashi says that Boris is 1/40 of a beya. I should do that pshat before. Oh, okay. So, okay, the way we calculate in the Gemara, we said that we're staying with 207, and we're adding 10. So that's a cheshbon of 1/20 per egg, will give you 10. 10 plus. Right now, Rashi's thinking with the pshat, that's 215, we're 215 already. We have 207 bayim in a sotzi paris. We have another 8 for the Shir Chala. We have to get another 2. So if you say that for every 2 eggs there's 8, every 2 eggs there is 1/40, means so for every 80 eggs there is one egg's worth. So 200 for 120, there's 2 eggs worth. So now you're left with 47. So it's 2.5 eggs worth. So you take your 215, add 2.5, you get 217. Shashir Mosad Chol Beis Beim Shami Boris Echel Mimem Bebeim Kedamer Dehavi Lepei Beim Beim. So every 80 eggs is 1 egg's worth. Kuf Samach is Beis Beim. Mem Zayin Osarim Yersim Mechatzi Beim. It's more than a half. So more says so that it's more than it's more than 217. So it's more than 217. It's not a full exit. They didn't. We didn't mention it. That's the pshat that I heard from her. Because we go about the dike debate. Shaper tvei mi beya havi. She wrote it from Mzayim beim shalachashav to yesh yersim mechatzi beya. So you're working with the challah. Remember, but you're working with the challah. So 8 eggs was the calculation for 100, had there been 192 bayim. But that's 1/24th. But it's 207. So there was already 15 eggs, which 1/24th of that is over half of a kebay. Now you have the va'odos, the way you're calculating the va'odos, is also more than a half of a kebay. So the combination of the two together is a grashi. If every egg there's 1/80th of the void is 1/80th of the egg, but there's 47 eggs, that's more than a half of half, that's 47/80. It's more than a half. There's also more than a chatzi bay. And we got the Malabas at 7 Sipuris al Yushalmis, and when we calculated how much more the Yushalmis is over the Sipuris, this were based Chaybish and Shloy Didakta Behen. And there's also, the calculation wasn't exact. So what do you say? That's not a Kabeah's worth. There's more than a Kabeah's worth. So you should say 218. I learned there was 1/20th per egg. So forget about the chalas. Ela I see voida should be yoytzi shel alav b'dal chalas and leave the chala out. Mihoch. The perch and mosin b'shev. When you answer that it was 207, havi I see voida the rabbi and rabbi's oidus, which is achas mihoch l'chobeya 1/20th per egg. Should you allow and add, throw that in? The Havi the Musan Yud Beis. So for 200, that's 10 eggs worth. So Havi Musan Meshiv. So that's 207 plus 10 and 217. Yachit Tveil Lahu. It's a little bit more. Vodis the Rebbe Echad Michaf Lachobeya. So Mizayin Beya. There's still 7 eggs you haven't calculated. Began Beis Chomshin Shalat Tiata Behen. Roshan Kima the Lahavi Beya Lachoshav Le. Yeah, but that amount it doesn't add up to being a Kebeya. Okay.